I think we all have been not in control of our lives at some point in your life. For example, that time that your history teacher hit you and pulled a flintlock musket on you, or maybe like a La Mata revolver, or maybe put set Napoleon on you and made her hand disappear underneath your jacket. But there's this also other time. It's also called childhood. And people say that it's the golden years. Unless they're old, and they'll call the old days the golden years. But we're all thinking that childhood is golden. No, it's under oppressive control over dictators. So these oppressive dictators lie about many things to keep you from dying so that you can continue doing your services to them forever until you grow old enough. Ha. I am actually currently underneath this oppressive rule. It is called parentalship. I have no idea why I am calling this oppressive rule, because guess what? The dictator is like right outside the door. I'm hiding in this closet so, she doesn't pull a flintlock musket on me. Or maybe a Lamotte revolver. Or maybe Napoleon. But, in their pursuit of making sure that you can continue doing their will, they also have to do things like propaganda. They tell you not to do something because guess what? It'll kill you. Not every single one of these can kill you, but like some of them can kill you. Your parents might say that something is illegal when it is completely legal and actually allowed. And it's all because you two have a different mindset. Your mom, you probably think that the moment that after you get your license, you'll be living the dream life. And then your parents might think driving off of a cliff and dying. What? They're dictators, so they don't want death to happen. Unless they're Hitler, then yeah, they do want death to happen. But for most parents, they don't want death. So they make like every single thing illegal when it's not actually illegal. Ha, take that, parents. You can't trick us. Only I was tricked for about 8 years, and I now know. So number one thing that parents keep on saying that is illegal, that is not illegal. So have you ever been in your parents' car in the back seat and at dark at nighttime? So you tried to turn on the lights, and then your parents said, "Nuh-uh, it's illegal. It's very, very illegal to do that." Then why is the light there? If it's illegal, then they would not install the light. In fact, the light is not illegal. It's so that, you would be able to see in the dark. But there's only one problem with that. So when your parents were like, "It's illegal," they were saying that for a reason. Because guess what, guys? It is deadly. Those lights can reflect off of the windshields, and uh-oh, that's not good. Then the headlights won't be anything. And then, driving off a cliff is basically an understatement. It's more of what happened in like those movies where the two cars burst into flames and pop out of existence. Basically, imagine Back to the Future, just gone. Except for a few fires. Second of all, your parents might have once said that it was illegal to play that game. You know what game it is? So when you were little, you probably ran up to somebody's door, went, and ran. It's called knock and run, or like bang bang sprint, or wherever you are, or whoever you are, you're gonna have a different name for it, but I call it bang bang Leave or else the police will come. Okay, yeah. If it's private property, yes, the police will come. That's illegal. You're trespassing onto somebody's property. But if you're only going up to somebody's door and being like... that is completely legal. Unless, you know, you do it and then they open the door and you shoot them because... You know, murdering's kind of illegal. So, if you ever want to go play that game, just don't do it on private property, or the police will be knocking on your door. But this time, they won't be running. You would be running instead. You would be running in your backyard. By the way, backyard stuff! Did you know that some parents tell their kids that it is illegal to dig in the parents' backyard? First of all, this is not true because the parents dig in their backyard the entire time. If one of your parents or your brother or sister's into golf, they're gonna like install something for golf in there. And guess what, guys? You have to dig in there. By saying that you cannot dig, that means that you can't walk. That means if a tree falls down, then that tree is disturbing property. Bad tree. Bad. Ow. That tree just committed assault. So, if you ever want to go dig in somebody's backyard, if it's not private property, it's alright. But if it is private property, again, it's kind of illegal. Unless you have valid permission from an owner, not a co-owner, the owner. So we all know that those three things are not illegal at all. But then there's also something else. Parents also lie about other things. Things that they don't say is illegal, but they say is deadly. And by the way, like, nearly all of them are not good. For example, swallowing medications. Like, I mean, what's gonna happen if you take a handful of pills and just swallow it all? What can happen? Besides death, it can, like, cause to an allergic reaction. But if it's just, like, one a day, yeah. Your parents probably do that, so even if at that time you were like a baby, that it won't kill you unless it's like aspirin or something. That will surely kill you. Too much aspirin or like anything else, like cola or like methane, it's all gonna kill you, okay? So don't have that many medications. And also, it's not joyful to swallow a massive handful of random pills. But then, have you ever, like when you were young, walked into a store and then your mom is like, "What do you want?" So you run into the toy section and buy that awesome Red Ryder BB gun, which I happen to have. And then the next day, you decide to go play with it. And then your mom is like, "Shut up, don't play with it. If you bring it outside, the police will come because they're gonna think it's a real weapon." Yeah, that is partly true. Just like, put some insignia that this is not false, that this is not a real gun. And you know those Red Ryder markings on the back? Don't get rid of it. If you get rid of it, then people are seriously gonna be like, "Holy crap. Is that a 4-year-old carrying..." Boop. Hello? Hello? So, there is a 4-year-old outside, and he's carrying an illegal firearm. Holy crap! So... Well, yeah, that's gonna happen. But if you, like, keep it in a bag, a concealed bag, like the one that says Red Ryder on it, you'll be fine. Plus, if the police come to check you, they're gonna be like... Okay, that's not a gun. An average gun is, like, 10 pounds. That thing's, like, 2 pounds. So it's obviously not correct. If they decided to go do a shooting test, you know, they won't. And plus, just look at the barrel. This barrel is not even suitable to a single piece of buckshot. And have you ever seen a piece of buckshot? 35 caliber buckshot. Not buckshot. It is really tiny and it's not going to fit in there. So, womp, womp, womp. Okay, so your parents lied about a lot of things, but they also told truths about many other things. Like how, don't steal! Because if you steal too much, you're going to get into a little dispute with the court, and the witnesses, and the police, and like everybody else who's at court. If you can't tell, okay, trial. Trial for stealing or grand larceny, maybe larceny, theft. He's. So, you guys can already tell that this is not. That parents, even if they lie a lot, they also tell the truth a lot. So, you should be happy with them, unless every single word that they say is a lie. So, if you ever get to meet up with your parents again, just tell them that it is not illegal to turn on the car lights at night or bring a gun outside, a fake one, or knocking on people's doors and running, unless it's on private property, or digging up your own backyard. So next time you meet your parents, just give them that list that you just learned from me. And as always, I'll see you next time. Mom, stop lying.